promised that when I was 14, I could carve the Thanksgiving turkey.
Yes, I did. All right, first, you start with this. And then, we'll see.
Dad, that's not a turkey. It's a chicken.
Right. You passed the first part of the test. You know a chicken from a turkey.
Dad, I don't need this. I watched you and Mr. Norton at the butcher shop.
Uh-huh.
Just let me carve the turkey.
Son, you gotta understand, this is tonight's dinner. You start with this, you practice, you'll know everything about cutting the turkey. Now, get your utensils. All right? All right. Very nice. See, what we got here?
Dad.
Carve, not hack.
You're excited because your daughter's coming home, aren't
no,
you?
No, I am not excited.
Yes,
I am
you
not excited.
Are. Our firstborn is coming home from college, and you are excited.
I am not excited, I'm telling you, so just stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Firstborn, the inquisitive one. Yes, indeed. I remember she was about 4 years old, and she said, Daddy, where do the ducks go when the pond freezes over? Right then and there, I knew she was smarter than I.
Yeah, she used to ask a lot of questions, and now she can answer them.
4 A's and a B.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right, and half of her belongs to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Well, just the feet.
Oh, don't try.
Listen, isn't she late?
Honey, please calm down. Now, she'll be here any minute. I've got to go check on Theo.
Sandra, who?
Sandra, your daughter, remember?
The one that goes to Princeton?
Yeah, that's the one.
The one with 4 A's and a B last year?
Yes.
What do you want?
Daddy, come on. It's getting cold out here.
The one that calls long distance?
Yes, Daddy.
And asks for money?
Yes.
And the one who brought... Step aside a second, please. 4 bags of dirty laundry? Huh?
Yes! Daddy! Oh!
Let me look at you.
So, how do I look?
Like trash. How about me?
Oh, you look like you gained a little weight there, Daddy.
Oh, I couldn't hide it, huh? That's all right. So now, what is this you brought here?
I missed you, Daddy.
Of course you did. Somebody has to bring in your dirty laundry.
Son, gosh, let me look at you. Well, you haven't changed.
Oh, Mom, I was home 2 months ago.
Oh, really? I thought it was longer than that.
Sandra!
Rudy!
I made you a turkey.
Oh, then we'll eat it tomorrow.
It's a paper turkey, Sally.
Vanessa.
Sandra.
Oh, you're getting to be so big.
What did you do to your hair?
Do you like it?
Oh, I love it. Will you do it tonight?
Sure. Nice jacket.
Thanks.
You can't borrow it.
I'll lend you my suede boots.
Those are my suede boots.
We'll lend them back to you if you lend me that jacket.
Sis!
Hey, Theo!
Why do you smell like chicken?
I'm a trainer. Dad just may let me carve this year's turkey.
Hey, all right, you're moving up.
You know, it really, really moves me to see this entire family here. Because we can each take a bag and get this upstairs. Let's go. Rudy, you can take more than that.
Okay. About this year's crop.
They're terrific, but the really exciting news is that some friends and I have decided to go to Paris this summer.
Paris?
We can have this great apartment real cheap.
Oh, Paris is so romantic.
There is a lot more to Paris than romance.
Like what?
I want to spend some time there and experience the culture like some of the great writers did. Richard Wright and James Baldwin.
Have you talked to Mom and Dad yet?
No, that's why I thought I'd come to you. See, I've been away, and you're more in touch with the family climate. Who do I go to first?
Haha, don't even think about going to Dad. Concentrate on Mom. See, if you get her on your side, then you can double-team Dad, and then you might have a fighting chance.
The family climate hasn't changed. Well, what approach do I use with Mom?
Ask her about her work. See, nobody asks Mom about her work. Then, when you got her feeling real good, you could slip in Paris.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah, good luck. Because if you get a go, that means I'm going next.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
You want some hot chocolate?
Oh, no, thank you.
How's work?
Fantastic.
Really?
Oh, yes. I won my last three cases. There's even some talk that I might become a partner next month.
That's great.
So, what do you want to ask me?
Well, what do you think about Paris?
Oh, I love Paris. I've always wanted to go.
You have?
Uh-huh. And so do you.
Well, just for the summer. Oh. Some friends and I thought we'd rent this apartment in the city.
Hey, wait a minute. Friends?
Yeah, Michelle Stewart and Lisa Barnes. You've met them.
Okay, so what about this apartment?
Well, it's Michelle's cousin's apartment. She's a ballet dancer.
Paris in the summertime with girlfriends in a dancer's apartment? Sounds sensational to me.
So, you let me go?
Honey, I'd love to. Although, wait a minute. Before you get too hot and excited, hold on. There is one person who stands between you and Paris. Now, if you want the golden fleece, you gotta go past the Cyclops. He's a cute Cyclops with a tongue.
Well, what do you think he'll do?
Well, let's see. First, he's gonna say, aha. And then he's gonna say, interesting. Then he's gonna throw every excuse in the book at you, but you gotta hang in there and wear him down.
When's the best time to get him?
We strike tomorrow morning.
All right, now, one more chance. Here is your turkey carving practice cabbage.
Dad, that's a cabbage.
Right. You're brilliant. You know, I watched you last night and what you did to that chicken. You see, a long time ago, before you were born, I prayed that God would give me a son to carry on the family name. And you were born. And I've watched you do things. And many times, I've wanted to ask you not to tell anyone who you are. And last night was one of those times. You're supposed to respect the food, you understand? Slice it in an appetizing manner. Now, let me explain to you how you should slice a turkey properly. You take the blade gently in your hand and you slice ever so gently, following the brain, going along the contour of the bed.
Dad?
Yes?
Why are you talking like that?
I had no idea. Except it just makes me feel more secure when I'm in the kitchen. Now, try it, my boy. And talk it through.
A thaw? Contour? Contour?
Of the
bird?
Yes.
And the follow? The grain of the fowl? And look at it?
Yes.
And slice?
Yes.
And
listen. Excuse me, boy.
Yes.
Sandra has something she'd like to ask you.
You brought her in to tell me she has something to ask me?
Go ahead. Ask him.
Daddy, what do you think about me spending the summer in Paris?
Aha.
Now, see, I think it's a great idea. Now, I'd like to know, what do you think?
It's interesting.
Well, she would go with a couple of her girlfriends.
Lisa and Michelle.
Where are you going to live?
Oh, Michelle's cousin's letting us have the apartment for the entire summer. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's a new one.
Have you seen the apartment?
Well, no, of course not. But I'm sure it's nice. Michelle's cousin's a ballet dancer.
Paris. The people expect you to speak French.
Well, I'm taking French next semester.
I don't think that's good enough. You see, because when an American speaks French to a French person, they look at you like they don't understand what you're talking about. They look at you, they look at you like this. French people made up this face, you know.
Daddy.
I've made plans. We always travel someplace in the summer. And this summer, we're going to the Grand Canyon. I mean, it's a part of the Huxtable tradition, and I don't think that it, you wouldn't want to break that tradition, would you?
Well, can I call a family forum?
You're kidding. You can't do that. Only a parent can call a family forum.
Well, okay, in that case, I'm calling it. Denise! Denise!
Go ahead. You can laugh if you want to.
Come on, Dad. Family forum. Denise! Please come down here. We're having a family forum.
What's a family forum?
It's something Dad invented to settle family disputes.
You have to be honest.
And everybody gets a vote.
I get to vote, too?
Yep, you too. What's going on?
Family forum.
You vote with me, or you cut a chicken for the rest of your life.
Dad, not fair. Okay, now, here's the problem. Sandra has an incredible opportunity to spend a glorious summer in one of the world's most famous cities, and your father says no.
That is leading the voters. I object.
Overruled. Now, Denise. What do you think of Sandra's going to Paris?
I think it's a wonderful educational opportunity, and I hope to one day follow in her footsteps.
You call this honest?
Denise, be honest.
Okay, it's not a wonderful educational opportunity. I still hope to follow in her footsteps. She should go.
Vanessa?
Does this mean we won't go to the Grand Canyon?
We're still going to the Grand Canyon.
Well, I want to hold a family forum on not going to the Grand Canyon.
Vanessa, what is your vote?
I think it would be neat for her to go.
Me too. Will you bring me back a Paris shirt?
Of course I will.
That's bribery.
Theo? What was that, Cliff? Okay, Theo.
I pass.
No, you cannot pass.
Mom, if I vote the way I really feel, Dad won't let me carve the turkey.
Theo, you have to be honest.
I think she should go.
Sandra?
You know how I feel.
Claire?
I want to call a family caucus.
You can't do that.
Oh, yes.
No, you can't, because there's no such thing as a family caucus.
Ah, but you don't know the bylaws. And the bylaws state that a caucus can be called, and we are going to have a one-on-one conversation because we are the two disputees. Let's go.
Dad, I have never heard about a family caucus.
Well, that's because I made it up. I just want to ask you a question. Why Paris?
It's a fabulous city.
Why not St. Louis?
Dad, I want to experience a different culture.
Why not Japan?
You'd let me go to Japan?
I'll make the reservations.
Dad, what is wrong with Paris?
No 20-year-old single woman should be in Paris. Paris is love in bloom. The national drink is wine. They drink wine with the yogurt. That's what Paris is. Old men in a beret singing about Mimi.
Dad, there is more to Paris than old men in berets and wine. It has wonderful museums and bookstores and art galleries. It has a great sense of history.
You're going to Paris to study history? No. You're going to Paris for one thing. to party.
I'm not going just to party.
So, you are going to party.
Are you saying that you don't trust me?
Not exactly. It's just that I remember when I was 20 years old, I wanted to go to Rio.
Why Rio?
Rio because I saw this movie called Black Orpheus. And had this woman in it. Whoo! And the carnival. And I watched that movie and I said, I'm going to go to Rio and I'm going to find that woman. And I didn't care about culture, history. I wanted to find that woman. And I wanted to party.
Well, did you get to go?
No, but I saw that movie about 100 times.
Well, see, don't you wish you had? See, I have the chance if you'll just trust me.
Why not Budapest?
No, Dad. Paris.
Omaha?
Paris.
You'll make me look good in front of your mom.
Uh-huh.
Tell her I gave up a good fight.
Yes.
Well, have fun.
Thank you, Daddy. I love you.
Yes, certainly. Thank you. I wish I was 20 again.
Would you go to Rio?
Your mother wouldn't let me.
That's everything.
Everybody ready?
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! And the Huxtable marching band. A round of applause for the first lady of poultry, Claire Huxtable. Yay! And we all know this is a very special occasion. We will now take 1 minute to say why we are thankful. Denise.
Well, I'm thankful for this house, and I'm also thankful that Daddy's been a lot nicer to my boyfriends lately. Thank you, Daddy.
Vanessa.
Well, I have a lot of things to be thankful for, but mostly I'm thankful for not having to play the clarinet anymore.
We're all thankful for that.
And Rudy wants to say something.
I'm thankful for my bear Bobo and my friend Mary for giving me back Bobo and my mother for letting me sleep over Mary's house and for Popsicle.
All right. That's wonderful. I'm sorry.
I'm mostly thankful that my big sister Sandra's home.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now.
I'm not finished.
Wait a minute.
I'm also.
Next year, okay? All right. Now, Sandra.
Well, I'm thankful that I get to go away this summer. And I'm always thankful that I can come home.
Yay! And now, the lovely Claire Huxtable.
Well, I'm thankful that you call me the lovely Claire Huxtable.
Wait, my turn. First, I'm thankful that we're almost finished being thankful. Second, I'm thankful that Dad's letting me carve this year's turkey. I hope. Sit.
There are many things that I am thankful for, but the 6 most important happen to be Rudy, Vanessa, Denise, Theo, Sandra, and Claire. And now we are going to partake of the lovely bird.
Yeah!
Oh, wait, got another announcement to make. Never mind.
Here.
Okay. The Huxtable tradition has always been that Cliff would carve the turkey. This year, I am thankful to look upon the face of my son as he carves the turkey. I turn over to him, Old Hickory.
All right.
Now talk it through now, talk it through.
First, you cut the slice of the nugget.
The Cosby Show is videotaped in front of a live studio audience.